All right, so this is the band's fourth album. What have you guys learned over the course of the first three, and how does that make this one a special one?
Oh, my goodness. Over the course of the beginning portion of this tour, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, to be honest, I think, you know, big risks equals big rewards. To grow, you need to change, and that's really been sort of the mandate of this tour, to not just reinvent the tenors, but take it to another level. We wanted to do a bigger show, a more entertaining show, a more engaging show for the audience. And of course, to do that, you got to spend more money. You got to take bigger risks and really highlight each individual tenor, their talents, so that the sum of the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And for example, you know, we got these big screens where we tell our stories, we share memories and visuals of our family. We dedicate a song to our mother in one song. And we tell the story of how we surprised them on Mother's Day with letters that we wrote to them. It made it onto People.com, and it was this great moment for us on Mother's Day. So we relived that in the show. Also, there's a song that we wrote called My Father's Son, and there's images of our fathers when we were young, and we really focus in on that message of family. And we also were on instruments more often throughout the show. We do a rock set where we do three rock dance numbers. We're shredding on electric guitar. We're playing piano. We're doing a dance break that we've never done before in the history of the tenors. And it's a bigger light show, and there's more of a story. So the whole show itself is more entertaining. It's more engaging. And it really takes the experience to another level. We do a campfire scene. Where we all gather around a sort of makeshift campfire to offsetting, and we can work and speak our song, and we're all on instruments. So those are elements of the wouldn't expect in a traditional choir show. And it's simply just allowing our own personal flavor and our own personal characters to shine through and dictate the show a little more than perhaps what people would expect from the tenors concert. And it's really paid off in spades. You know, the response has been overwhelming. You know, feedback from fans that have been going to show for 6-7 years are like, this is the greatest show we've done. It's the most entertaining show. It's the most personalized show. And there's really no stops from start to finish. It's just powerful in its lower intimate moments, and it's big, and it's more powerful in those grand moments, like Ness and Gorma, and Who Wants to Live Forever, which is this big rock piece where we cover Queen, but we also incorporate some motifs from Bach. So a lot of big changes, but the response has been great. So the risk is well worth it.
So you mentioned earlier that, you know, the new tenors in a way are about kind of like showcasing like what makes you guys unique as individuals as well as together. So what makes you unique as a performer? What do you think you add to the group? As far as I know, you were the last person. You were the missing piece to be added to the, you know, so.
Yeah, I was the fourth member to join, and it was a sort of a revolving door for a little while trying to find that fourth member, because when you put a group together like this, you want to do this for 20 plus years. And so you want to make sure that the guys that you lock in are going to be around for a while, and the chemistry is there, and the musicality is there, and the dream and the focus is there as well. So blessed that we found each other, and we've been doing this now, the four of us, for 7 years. For me personally, you know, I come from a singer-songwriter background. You know, I wanted to be sort of like a John Mayer meets Justin Timberlake style artist, so I also have grown up in some of the gospel world as well as a gospel soloist. So I bring that gospel flavor. I bring sort of that Justin Timberlake style energy. You know, I do dancing in the show, which is new for the tenors. And I try to keep it light and positive. And you know, that's, I'm the pop vocalist in the group. Fraser and I are the pop side of the group. So I bring that pop flavor. And yeah, I like to have a lot of fun and share stories, as we all do. But specifically, it's sort of like the dancing and the high pop lines and the gospel feel is maybe something that I bring to the group, as well as songwriting. We all songwrite before this group, and we were blessed to have 8 songs that we've written or co-written on this new album that really showcases who we are and the message that we want to get out to the world.
Speaking of which, how was Under One Sky written? I watched the video, and it's just super epic. You know, it's a feel-good kind of epic song. How did you guys put that together?
It was originally envisioned for sort of a Pan Am Games or an Olympic Games style opening ceremonies, where it's, you're writing about the point of view of an athlete who spent their whole life training for this one moment, and it's finally come true, and they're there in the stadium with 60,000 people, realizing their dreams, and that was really the vision behind it. Fraser's had that experience in spades. He was the captain of the Canadian junior team for the Pan Am Games, Pan Am Junior Games, back in 98, I believe it was.
Wow.
And he really drew a lot from that experience as well. And, the group sort of tenorized it. But that was the vision all along, is to create an anthem for, you know, athletes arriving at their first opening ceremonies of a big game like that. And then as we sort of kept writing it and honing it and producing it, it kind of took on a life of its own, and the meaning grew from some sort of an athletic anthem to a universal message of bringing people together and realizing that we're all under one sky, and we need to focus on our similarities as opposed to our differences, because there's a lot of craziness out there and a lot of people that want to divide the human race, and we're just trying to be that positive message of bringing people together under one sky. And that's why we created the music video that we did. Mm-hmm. You know, we wanted people from all over the world to be a part of the video and a part of the message, trying to remind each other that we're all in it together. We're all trying to make this world a better place.
You guys have been very successful in Canada. What are you guys doing to further your success in the United States, or is that something that's not as important to you? Like, how do you guys feel about being successful in the United States?
Oh, the United States is a very important marketplace for us, and we believe that the growth in the U.S. has been consistent since we've joined this group. We're just maybe a year or a year and a half, a year or two behind in terms of the familiarity in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But this tour says a lot about the growth that we've had. You know, we're doing 50 dates in the United States.
Nice.
And we're playing to packed houses, you know, from Washington all the way to Florida. So we're really proud of the response we've had. We got, you know, legions of fans in the U.S. and they travel from show to show. We have some of our most loyal fans are in the United States. And the message and the music really has resonated with a specific demographic there. So we're really excited, and the response has been overwhelming. So, we started in Canada, and we had a little head start, and we called the Canadian Tenors originally in health, but, we got nothing to say but positive met words for the fans in the U.S. and the response here. So growth is upward and steady, and we're excited to just keep this tour going, because that's how we've always got the message out, is word of mouth and one show at a time. And that's how we'll continue to do it, make better shows, bring more people to the show.
Okay, earlier you made a really interesting point when you said that you guys were covering Queen and you tenorized it. What does it mean to tenorize a song?
I mean, it's really just a term that we use for when the four of us take a song and do our own arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a simple way of just saying we've taken a song that people know and love and put our, it's different every time. You know, we covered a lot of popular songs on the album. Lean on Me, Who Wants to Live Forever, Queen. We got Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, and Besame Mucho, and Granada. So there are all these familiar tunes that you know, people know and love the original, and so we have to do something to make it special, make it our own, and, but, you know, respect and honor that original message and the original melody. So it's not an easy thing to do a new take on a familiar classic, but we always embrace the challenge, and the response has been great so far. You got to check out our music video for Who Wants to Live Forever. It came out on in Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We were featuring Lindsey Stirling, YouTube sensation violinist, and we went to a castle in Prague, and we shot a vampire video where it's four tenors dressed up as vampires, and you know, we lament our immortality, our mortality, because we can't be with the ones that we love that are human. So in the end, we decide to follow the light and step into the sun, and you know, take off our mortal coil. So mm-hmm. It was a really exciting video. You got to check it out.
Yeah, sure.
It's really kind of blowing people away. And it's another thing where we take big risks. You know, you wouldn't expect four tenors to dress up like vampires, yeah. You know, in a haunted castle in Prague. But we just want to have a lot of fun. We want to be creative. We want to engage a lot of different audience members with the music that we choose and the videos that we create. And that one was definitely a highlight for us. You got to check it out.
All right, bottom line, why should someone see you guys live? What do you guys do live that you don't do in the studio?
We make the most entertaining show that we can. You know, we want to take the audience on a journey. We want them to escape. Our focus is to have people walk away from this show better than when they arrived. We want to have them feel deeply. We want them to feel the emotions. You know, the depths of joy, and also reflect on, you know, the losses in their life, but come through in the end with a deeper understanding and contentment, having experienced that show. And that's what we live for, is to transcend people during the show. We tell stories, we engage with the audience, want to take them out of their bodies and just go on this with us and leave them wanting more. And you know, listen to the album is one thing, and love the fact that the album is selling so well, but our the real experience of the tenors is in the live show. Our stories, our instrument playing, and the engagement with the audience, because the music is very powerful. You know, we've had thousands and thousands of letters about how, you know, coming to a show has literally changed people's lives, or has been a catalyst to help them follow their dreams, or has been a comfort for them when they've dealt with loss in their life with their loved ones. So we realize that there's a serious responsibility for us to treat every show as if it were someone's last, and if it were our last. And we're proud of our history in terms of treating every show as if it were our last. We look forward to the shows ourselves. It's what gives us comfort and gives us a rush of adrenaline every night.